All right, so good morning and welcome to this here thing. I don't like this thing about this microphone. It's never where the fuck I want it to be, you know, unless I have it jammed up into the faces of every law-abiding and loving creature that God hath wrought. Check this guy out, man. Oh, you missed it. It's his death scene. Look at this guy just, I'm getting mad at you even though you're sick. He's sweating, he's dying, and this guy's all pissed. Why? Don't know. Is that Robin Hood? I've got sweat on my face.
I think he's dead now.
Yes.
Well, that's that. I feel bad.
Now, what is this guy doing? He's got something on his face. Ow. Yeah, this is all bullshit now. Stick that in the garbage. Oh, well, better yet, this. Mm-hmm. Okay, that having been done, the rest of you can kiss my arse.
Say, what do you think? See this? I'd kick ass any day with this. You'd be dead. Fuck, you don't even know what other thing I can... Wow, why are you looking at me like that? You've got very piercing blue eyes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say anything.
That's better. Hey, just a minute. He's got on your shirt.
All right, so, I don't know, and I don't care. I've been told. Big leg woman got no soul. Holy Christ. We got four cops dead now in New York. This is not the way to deal with police brutality. Just isn't. I mean, although, you know, I am not one. You know, look, there's a lot of these motherfuckers that'll tell you, yeah, well, we're armed and we're ready to take back our country, this kind of shit. Well, so are other people. I keep telling, you know, these people, they don't want to listen to me. There are other people, and they have guns too, you know, and they just shot four cops. And why? Because they perceive, on some level, there to be a police brutality problem. Now, I'm not saying that's the way to deal with it. I'm not even saying that the people that are doing it are sane. But I am telling you that there is a license that certain people feel they have now because of the brutal actions of some cops to just go ahead and start, you know, exterminating cops. Not a good decision, I agree. But our country right now is in distress for a variety of reasons. Not all of it having to do with fucking Obama, as much as people would like to think that that's the case. Paul Ryan might be saving his party. Paul Ryan might be saving his party. What does that mean? All right. Hey, baby. Now, don't be starting to meow and shit, man, because you was meowing like yesterday. That meow shit really was bugging me. What happened now to this? What is going on? There is a very dark and
ugly reality, I think.
The girl's got a very weird mouth, but it's all right. I mean, I know what a $50 tablet means, but they're saying that Amazon's coming up with a $50 tablet, and this is going to... come on, motherfucker, what's up with this? God damn it. Well, I guess that ain't gonna happen. Oh, I see. The page had not yet loaded. Well, sorry that I'm kind of dragging ass here today, you guys, but what day like any other day. Oh, I see what's going on. We still have a page that's loading here. Look at our tick. I'm trying to get an article off here called, what is this guy? He's going to kill Friar Tuck? Oh, he just pushed Friar Tuck out the window into the water. Oh, and he's jumping too. Friar Tuck was afraid to jump.
Yeah, take the crossbow.
I guess this fucking motherfucker does not want me to print it off. And that's all good. The girl's got a very large mouth. It's all right. Phew, man. Oh, yeah, man. Shit, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Hell, yeah. Oh, it's great. Coffee. I want you to go and find me that fucking Robin Hood and that other fat fuck, that Friar Fuck or Friar Buck or Tuck or Wuck or Tucket. Go on, get your fucking asses out of here. Looks like you're soaking wet there, Friar Fuck. Yeah, Robin, let's rest a while. Perhaps I can suck your dick. I'm sorry, I should say that. Why not? Who cares about fucking Robin motherfucking Hood? See, Ivanhoe, I was reading about Ivanhoe. Ivanhoe, that dude Ivanhoe, you know who Ivanhoe is, right?
Hey, kitty, 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 kitty.
Hey, baby. How you doing, baby? There's my kitten cat. Isn't Ivanhoe the same dude? All right. Charlie's enormous dick. It's all right. Let me see here, man. Oh, I see. Yes, I haven't. Here she is. Ta-da! It's Thunder Girl. Come on, babe. I'm just showing you to the folks. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. Wait a minute, babe. She's all flipping out. There you go, honey. See? It's just showing you to everybody. She comes in here. She wants to know what I'm doing. She's looking around. Now she's chilling here. She feels comfortable. She's looking at the board and all the lights. She's looking over here like, what's this over here? This is, what is that, huh? Yeah, and then there's my coffee. And, you know, it's very interesting, isn't it? Being a cat and looking and making sure everything's properly done. And where's your brother, Poncho? Poncho is taking a break now, man. Poncho's having some, you know, what's up on the TV? You know, I found out cats like cartoons. She's into fucking Disney Channel. She's just sat there looking at Disney Channel all day.
Isn't that right, hon? You do, don't you?
She could fall asleep right now if that's how comfortable she is. Isn't that right? But I gotta put you down, sweetie. There we go. All right. Ta-da! So... All right, man. This is like the shittiest version of Robin Hood I've ever seen. It's on TCM right now. I don't know why I'm even watching TCM. That's a whole other, you know, horribly rotten thing, man. The girl's got a very large mouth. It's all right.
I'm Margaret Gray. I was going to sing... No, I'm not going to sing that song yet. I have to look at... to see what...
You were right. Oh my God. What would Rand do? La-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. This dude that's playing Robin Hood looks like a real gay blade. He doesn't look tough. He looks like a jackball. That's the part that I don't like. The other part that I don't like is that I'm actually fucking paying attention to this piece of shit movie when I should be doing my due diligence. All right, now we have to find... Holy Christ on a crutch. Charlie's enormous mouth, it's all right. News. What am I looking for? Mail? Testing 1, 2, 3. Next, send, yeah. Now, inbox, Alex, DraftKings, here we go.
Here we are.
All right. right, so there is Draft Fucking Kings. All right.
All right. Oh, yes. Okay, one more thing. No, that's it.
Where are we at, man? Come on, baby. With Jeff Dowder. Jeff Dowder's no good for hipster cities. The top hipster cities, I do. I go from table to table and I breathe on people. I don't know about the top hipster.
Well, Phil, the top hipster cities, this is something that I know a little bit about. First of all,
deftly ripping dumbasses here. The girl's got a very sharp mouth. It's all right. Some 26 miles across the sea. Santa Catalina is waiting for me. Santa Island of romance, romance. Water all around me, everywhere. I, you know, people like to announce they're leaving Twitter, you know, and when people announce that they're leaving Twitter, it becomes such a ridiculous gesture. You know, it's, why are you announcing you leave? Just leave Twitter, you know. I'm leaving now. And the reason why they're leaving is because they don't feel anybody's paying any attention to them. That's generally it. I mean, yeah, I know, it's, I don't have time, and but the reason why they don't have time for Twitter is not because they're so busy. It's because the time that they are spending on Twitter is not fruitful. And it's not fruitful because they're not generating anything, whatever it is they think they're going to generate. And so they'll leave, and they're pissed. So they say they're leaving. And it meets with a resounding, a big fuck, no one gives a shit, you know. It's actually much more traumatic for people when you leave Facebook, you know, because what happened? What, you know, they really flip out. You know, they just, where the fuck are sorry. All right, let's have that horse. Come on, get off now. This is Robin Hood, and, you know, this is the young man who's... Oh, shit, are you bullshitting me? I never saw that motherfucking movie, Back to the Future 2. I can well imagine there are people that are going to be flipping their fucking lids about that motherfucker. Is this gonna, oh God, I can't print this whole thing. We are all ready to go, man. Water all around her everywhere, 'cause it's an island, then that's what happens. Hmm. Donald Trump is going to say any fucking thing, anything, to become the Republican nominee. Any fucking thing. Then he'll say anything to get elected. Now, here's the latest. I'm just laughing. So don't trouble yourself. Don't trouble yourself. I'm just laughing. So all I'm doing is laughing. Please don't trouble yourself. Six miles across your sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for thee. You fucking piece of shit. Get out of here. Sani Catalina is waiting for me. Ron Tarner, Don Mixa, Steve Bozell, Jay Santos. And Jay Santos and the Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right. It's going to be brutal, man. Going to be fucking brutal. Is DraftKings a pre-roll? It is a pre-roll. So let's do it. And get this bitch done. Oh, man. One more thing I got to do. Sorry. These people kill me, man. I'm telling you. My mouth hurts.
Hey, y'all.
All right, we ready?
Are we ready? Well, I certainly hope so.
G-Eazy, how about that? G-Eazy got a new song out. Man, that motherfucker, he ain't had shit out. That motherfucker has not had a fucking song out at all. We don't wanna go. My sister don't wanna get... Testing, testing, testing. All right, here we go. Hello. I'm ready if you are. Intro, your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every goddamn fucking piece of shit week. This season, drafting America's favorite. With 1 week fantasy, there's no season-long commitment. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week. It's a That means you turned your love for football into the payday of a lifetime. You pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced one of this in fantasy. As usual, this is DraftKings. Oh. Use promo code Henry and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million football fantasy, where first place takes home $100,000. Enter Henry for free now. Okay.